Okay, recording. You know, I'm not really sure what to talk about. Well, the problem is, you know, I mentioned yesterday, you know, you can take the Taiwanese out of China, but it's hard to take the China out of the Taiwanese. You know, my grandmother used to tell me, Jesse, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. And it's difficult and hard for me to come up with something good to say. It's becoming more and more difficult. I'm really, really working. My patience is being stretched. I'm reaching the end of my limit. I can only do so much of this. Okay, let me try to see if there's something on here that I can say that's nice. I might not have anything nice to say. It's sad. It's really sad. America needs Taiwan for military purposes in the Pacific. Taiwan needs America. But Taiwan needs to function as a democracy. And the Chinese imperialism doesn't help. And I'm really, really, really wondering if I should be saying this. The Taiwanese government, in their legislative process, they don't listen to their people. They don't even pretend to listen. They don't think meeting with a constituent is important. When a Taiwanese voter approaches the government, they do it with a sign and yelling and screaming, and they have to call the police to keep the person. They don't have visits from constituents. They get protesters. Someone runs in the office and storms and yells and shouts and screams. That's it. They don't have peaceful meetings, and it's because they don't listen. That's all they know. And it's back to imperialist China. And we in America cannot let Taiwan continue to do this because it's supposed to be a democracy. Legally, it's a democracy. Constitutionally, Taiwan is a democracy. But it's got too much China culture in it to continue to function as a democracy. I'm really working overtime. I'm really trying to think of a nice way of saying this. This is really hard. America needs to help Taiwan push through this. Because of the imperialist Confucianism, which I described in the Taiwan special yesterday, because of the Confucianism, they're a democracy on paper, but they don't function like one. And I mean, you know, that explains a lot. In America, America's government needs to come to understand this problem. And the solution is to get more Americans in Taiwan. That's what the solution is. The solution is to get more Americans in Taiwan any way that we can. And laws need to be changed to do that. And when the more that Americans get in Taiwan, the more they'll influence the people around them, the more they'll act free and expect to be treated with respect, the more other Taiwanese will be inspired by this, and the more that imperialist culture will break off, and Taiwan will be able to function normally. That's really the solution. And Taiwan needs to be looking for any and every excuse they can to let Americans come in that are decent and good, and not give them this back-breaking litany of restrictions and requirements. Taiwan's government doesn't understand how annoying and troublesome they are to foreigners. They have no clue. They have no clue. And they want to have observer status. They don't want voting status. They just want observer status in the World Health Organization. But They're just kind of getting ignored, kind of. The same thing that they did to me with my residence application. I'm not applying for citizenship. I'm applying for residence. See, this is the real reason that Taiwan's not in the World Health Organization. The same way that Taiwan is getting... See, it's God. It's sowing and reaping. Taiwan has been treating Westerners in their country and then blue-collar workers from Easterners. They get a lot of people from Thailand, Vietnam who come in and, you know, the boss... it's like the old mining villages of America. The boss owns the residence. The boss takes their mail. The boss keeps their ARC... Their residence card is like a green card. The boss keeps their residence card. I've seen it done. I have seen the conversations. I have names. I even told the person, you're supposed to keep your card. Other people aren't supposed to keep it for you. And the foreign employees like, yeah, well, it's okay. Like, don't make a big deal of this. I don't want to make a big snafu. But their rights are, no, you're supposed to be in possession of your card. But it's like the boss has to contact the agency and the agency is keeping the card. It's like scandalous. And I've seen it. I have seen it. And so that's what they do to people from lower income countries, people like kind of permanently migrant workers and semi-permanent migrant workers, It's a country where wages are lower, but rather than having the manufacturing of the work done in that country, they just bring the people into Taiwan and give them a little mini concentration camp. And they have to be home by 11 or 10. If they talk to someone else outside, the boss will wonder why, and they have to talk about it. And the boss will keep wondering why until they stop talking to people on the outside. I've seen that done. And it's like... They burden down people. They burden down people from low-income countries, and then they have a different rigmarole with people from higher-income countries with higher levels of talent, white-collar talent, like America or Europe and so forth, Westerners. And they give trouble to people, and they allow it, and they have made some steps. That's the thing. There has been improvement, and it's not just for show. It is substantial improvement. They have really improved things, but nowhere near enough. But it's real progress, and it gives me hope that it really can move somewhere. It really, really can, but it's got a lot more to go. I'd say 30% of the way. It's good stuff. It's substantive. It's not just a gesture. It's not just for the optics. So the thing is, they create this trouble for foreigners in their country, from whether it's white-collar talent or blue-collar talent. And it's just really interesting that the same type of rejection, the same type of trouble, the same type of difficulty that other countries are giving Taiwan by backing away and walking away and not working with them is the same type of trouble that Taiwan gives to their foreigners. I wonder... if the reason some of these other countries are breaking off ties with Taiwan isn't only because of China, but maybe because foreigners went into Taiwan from that country. In Taiwan, they'd be foreigners. People went into Taiwan from those countries, went back and told their governments how mean Taiwan is under the table. All old China imperialist culture. The bad parts of Taiwan are all from China. That's the thing. Taiwan itself, everything new in Taiwan is good and wonderful. Anything in Taiwan that's bad came from the old imperial Confucius China culture. So the bad parts of Taiwan's culture were made in China. So I wonder if they went back to their governments and said, Taiwan treated me this way, and maybe that's why. I mean, Taiwan has not been generating goodwill from the people that come in with their programs and leave. They come in, and Taiwan has no laws to protect foreigners from their incredibly abusive culture. And it's like you show up in Taiwan, and there's this hostile takeover of your human rights. your civil rights, what few rights you have as a foreigner. And see, the Taiwanese is just normal, but they can do it because they can work everywhere they want without a license. And Taiwanese can always go home and live with mom and dad or with their kids. Foreigners aren't allowed to. But there's no protections for them. So the real reason, I think, why Taiwan is being pushed away from the World Health Organization is because I was reading an article from the Taipei Times about it today. And I'm going, the same way that Taiwan's being treated over the World Health Organization participation is exactly the way I've watched Taiwan treat me for 10 years. And it's exactly the same way I've watched Taiwan treat other people who got mad and left, other people who've been frustrated because they can no longer find a way to stay in this place that they love. And exactly the same way that some people come to agree with Taiwan and treat people badly, even though they also have to go home eventually. See you tomorrow.